Good evening. The Twilla City Redevelopment Agency is meeting in a business meeting Wednesday, February the 18th, 2026, the hour being 7 o'clock. The meeting is being held at Twilla City Hall Council Chambers located at 90 North Main, Twilla, Utah. The complete public notice is posted on the Utah Public Notice website, the Twilla City website, and the Twilla City Hall. So to request a copy of the public notice for additional inquiries, contact Shiloh Baker, Twilla City Recorder. We encourage you to join the RDA meeting electronically by visiting the Twilla City YouTube channel or by going to the youtube.com and searching Twilla City channel. So we'll begin our RDA meeting with a roll call. Councilman Gossett?
Present.
Councilman Brady?
Present.
Councilman Hansen?
Present.
Councilman McCall?
Present.
And I'm Councilwoman Gochis. I'm also present. The third item on our agenda is Resolution 2026-01, a resolution of the Redevelopment Agency of Twilla City, Utah, authorizing RDA participation in site removal cost for Building 595, Parcel 17-039-0-3801, located at 1955 West B Avenue in the Peterson Industrial Depot. This is being presented by John Perez, our Economic Development Director.
Good evening, Council. Yes, so this is a resolution for Building 595, which is located on West B Avenue in the Peterson Industrial Depot. And you can see in Exhibit A where that's located in the depot area. And this was a request that came in from PID. They had originally requested $600,000 for this building removal, which the state had originally quoted them to be $1 million. And they were able to get some certifications with their, you know, partner company, Techo, and bring that number down to $807,057.60. So the RDA came to an agreement in our executive committee meetings of completion of the described work in the reimbursement amount of $500,000 to Techo after the completion of the work. And you might say, you know, what is the, you know, prompting or reasoning for this building removal? And they are actually working with a lead that came in through the state that is a manufacturing company. And I can't say who it is right now, but you'll probably hear soon. But that's the whole reason for this building removal. And you can see a picture of it as well. And then in Exhibit B, you'll see the estimate proposal that shows all the work to be completed by Techo for this building removal. And you might say, what is the RDA fund balance currently? And the finance director, Shannon Wimmer, she can correct me if I'm wrong, but she accounted for different expenditures, and she said that the remaining kind of sunset balance was right around $6 million, right, Shannon? So there is money in the budget for this, which is really the RDA's purpose to reinvest in RDA projects that, you know, bring quality jobs. And with how big of a manufacturing facility this is, that is very much so expected.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Perez. Are there any questions? Okay. Seeing no question, I move that we hear a resolution or a motion motion on the resolution.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve Resolution 2026-01.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Brady. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Hansen. We'll take this to a vote. Councilman McCall?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilman Brady?
Aye.
Councilman Gossett?
Aye.
And I'm Councilwoman Gochis. I also vote aye. So item four on our agenda is to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, a motion by Councilman McCall.
I'll second.
Okay, we'll take that to a vote. Councilman Brady?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilman McCall?
Aye.
And I also vote aye to adjourn.
I'll just say the time.
Oh, at the time being 7:04. Thank you.